And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Lisa Frankenstein.
But, like, emotionally.
No, don't cry. Your tears as well.
Do you like music?
I have the cure.
Ooh.
Oh, not that kind of cure. They can't make you better. I mean, they can, but, like, emotionally. No, don't cry. Your tears as well.
So, Lisa Frankenstein is our comedy horror movie of the year, you know, with Valentine around the corner. You know, they had to throw us kind of a bone here, and I'll kid you not, it is definitely a bit of a couple good laughs in this one. And this one was quite interesting because you're kind of getting a nice, interesting, I would consider in this day and age, a retro feel of your classic kind of 80s kind of movies, because this movie takes place, if I'm remembering correctly, what they said was 1989. So you're getting all this kind of aesthetics as far as the scenes and references and things like that. So all the set pieces, all the spots, it's all there, and I really enjoyed that. And then with the casting is actually pretty good. I actually enjoyed. We had Catherine Newton, who plays our main lead, Lisa Swallows, a somewhat quirky and kind of, what's the best way to put it? A very, like, loner-esque kind of child, and kind of a little bit of backstory that not really too deep into the plot is she's kind of emotionally like introverted due to an incident that happened to her mother's passing, and so she's kind of just closed herself off in that sense. And with that, you're kind of getting the later on that her father, who's played by Joe, I believe it's Crest, and who gets remarried a few months later to Jeanette, who's played by Carla Gugino, I believe. Two wonderful actors. I've seen them before, and it's fun to see them on the screen. I enjoyed how they played these two characters. Joe as Dale, this very kind of aloof father who's kind of just saying what Janet, the mom, is kind of just saying, like, listen to your mother and things like that nature. While Carla, who's playing Jeanette, is kind of up playing the stepmother role, and I really enjoy that. They really get the tropes right, and I like that. On top of that, you get the last but not least, actually there is one more after this, but you have Lisa's sister Taffy, played by Lisa Sabran, Sabarino, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. This like peppy cheerleader, actually one of the more positive characters. I really enjoyed the dynamic of these two kind of sisters, because Taff is really trying to help Lisa, like, fit in. They're trying to do the family dynamic, but Lisa is so closed off, and I like what they do. But kind of the plot of the story, how is the plot? Because visually good, the casting I enjoy, the acting wonderful, but we are missing one critical member of this, and that is the creature, who is played by Cole Sprouse. It's been a while since I've seen this name, but I'm glad to see him play what seems to me a very interesting role of this zombie kind of character, brought back due to random reason, who knows. But what I like about his performance is he had basically zero speaking role. So he had to do everything from grunts to body language. And I think he did a really wonderful job there. I like what he did with his performance to kind of really, really showcase his character, because you can do a role, and when you're kind of limited by losing like spoken word, you have to really upcase the rest of your performance. And he did a really good job. The whole dynamic between Lisa and the creature, I really like this, because the plot is kind of then going from the creature is kind of in love with Lisa in a sense, and they go in this kind of like weird murder spree, and this is where you get this kind of goofy horror-esque thing, and it's fun. It's a genuinely fun film, and the plot, and it is like not too outlandish, but it's fun. It's just a generally fun movie. If you go into this thinking if it's a serious movie, you'll be highly disappointed. If you go in with a drink or two, it's a fun movie. And if you grew up with some of these like early to mid 80 movies, then you're in the same wheelhouse, because you get some of these fun things. There's a fun reference. It's definitely a lot of adult humor that is thrown in there. So it got some laughs in my theater. No doubt about that. Overall, I think it's a good, like I said, it's coming around. It just came out around the time of Valentine's. So it's definitely a good rom-com horror movie to bring your partner along. You guys will have some laugh. It's definitely one to share an evening with. Besides that, I think the overall aesthetic of the movie is, it's a fun kind of, I would consider it a fun date night movie. Would I watch it single by myself or in a group? Yeah, actually, by myself, I don't think so. I don't think I would have sought this movie out alone. It's not a bad movie. I think I had more fun when I was watching it with people. And you get a little bit more laughs from it. As a group setting, I think this is a fun movie. It has, like I said, some fun adult humor. I think it's definitely made to be a movie to come out in February. And overall, a good movie. I enjoyed it. There's very little negative stuff. You can really nitpick. You can nitpick a few things. Because besides the casting, the set pieces, the actors, the acting performances, they're all enjoyable and fun, and very humorous. I think maybe some of the humor would be missed by some people, but that's to each their own, really. And I almost forgot the soundtrack, the music to this movie. Boy, did they really hit 80s music. And they did a really good job showcasing a couple good hits and doing some interesting kind of, not reimagining, what's the word? Some good covers of it in movies. So it's like not really a musical, but there are some times where there's a little bit of singing here and there by some of the characters. And I like it. And they play with it as jokes as well. And I really enjoy that. But overall, fun movie. So yeah, if you guys are looking for a fun date night movie, I would recommend Lisa Frankenstein. If you just want to have a fun drinking game with everyone and have a good laugh, definitely this is one for the books. So yeah, let me know your thoughts on Lisa Frankenstein, and don't forget to like and follow. So until next time, see ya.